The state assembly could vote today to establish new caps on pain and suffering lawsuits, although there's little indication Democratic Governor Jim Doyle will agree with the Republican plan. The Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the state's decade-old caps unconstitutional earlier this year. Those were adjusted for inflation to around $446,000. These latest limits would be set at $450,000 for adults and $550,000 for residents injured before they turn 18. In the Senate, GOP lawmakers will try to take the first steps towards settling a score with Governor Doyle over the state budget. Their proposal would amend the state's constitution to restrict any Wisconsin governor's line item veto power. Doyle used that power earlier this year to virtually rewrite portions of the state's spending plan developed by Republicans. Two consecutive sessions of the legislature, not to mention a majority of state voters, would have to agree before that power gets taken away from Wisconsin governors. Also today, senators will consider a plan that would preempt local smoking bans, like the one in Madison. It would ban smoking in all Wisconsin restaurants, but allow it in bars and taverns. That passed the full assembly by just 3 votes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.